Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural show here on Suspense Radio, a new radio show that we have, hosted by author Donald Allen Kirch. It is called Stranger Than Fiction. Again, this is a new show hosted by Donald Allen Kirch on Suspense Radio. It's called Stranger Than Fiction. So, without any further ado, let the show begin.
Forget the world that you know. You are about to enter a dimension of the bizarre, where ordinary story leaps off the page and becomes a new experience in terror, excitement, and entertainment. Hello, I am author Donald Allen Kirch, and I am welcoming you to Stranger Than Fiction. Hello, this is Donald Allen Kirch. I'm a writer and a storyteller. I'm interested in stories that are just slightly off slant. Stories that people don't pay attention to, or if they do pay attention to them, they are usually not the way I see them. It is my hope with this series that you walk away a little more open-minded. So let's begin with the first story, The Flying Dutchman. Everyone on the planet knows this story. On a dark night, out at sea, the weary sailor, longing for home, has stood alone upon the decks of his ship, wishing, above all else, to be with his loved ones. Strange fate and an unexplainable love for the ocean pulls them away from a safe harbor and open hearts. Some, unlucky enough to sink to the dark emotional depths, have returned home to tell tales about demons, beasts, and things unknown to the average man. Of an ancient 17th century sailing vessel, in mint condition, searching forever onward with no mind to stop or seek help.
A feeling of dread fills the room at the very mention of the name. It has been known to kill sailors, make entire crews disappear, and to force a league of widows to join their husbands at the bottom of the sea. She is the Flying Dutchman. Still, in all the horror, folktale, and ghost stories, one fact has escaped most of us who have heard the legend. The Flying Dutchman is not a ship, but refers to a stubborn ship's captain who dared to challenge the gods. His name was Captain Vanderdecken, and in 1641, he was the most experienced navigator to plot his way around Africa's Cape of Good Hope. He sailed the waters of his time with both skill and the admiration of all. Admiration has been known to sometimes breed the emotions of arrogance and want. Legend had this mad Dutch captain battling a horrific storm in one of his many trips across the Horn of Africa with a new and untested crew. These men knew nothing about his stern nature or the fact that he was a prideful navigator. All the crew did know was that the ongoing storm was powerful enough to destroy their ship. There were also paying passengers on their way to India. These concerned few joined forces with the crew, begging the captain to turn around or give up his traditional one way past the Horn. This is where there is confusion in the legend. Either the captain was heartbroken due to a recent love turned sour, or he was just plain old-fashioned drunk. In any case, the captain swore up at the storm, lit a pipe, and calmly retired to his cabin for the night. Orders were to stay the course, no matter the price. Storm got worse. Alarmed, the captain soon returned to the bridge. With tears in his eyes, the Dutchman shouted out curses and threats to God. Even sailors who were known for their skill in profanity knew that their master had crossed the line of decency. Something had to be done. Was not successful. So enraged was the captain that he killed the leader of the mutiny, throwing the dead man overboard. His drunken ravings called up the attention of the devil himself. So amused was the Prince of Darkness that when he heard the splash of the dead mutineer's body hitting the ocean, he stopped both time and space to pay the captain a visit. The clouds parted and the storm ceased to be.
Who is this mortal who panders death as if cheaply?
The devil stated, disguised as a shadowy creature near the ship's main mast. The Dutchman replied with a line of curse words that made the devil proud. Before Satan knew it, a musket was pointing him in the face. A man was challenging the devil.
I never asked for your advice, sir. Now, off my ship with the body and let us continue onward.
As you wish, sir.
And the devil was gone. Satan turned one last time, pointing a stern finger at the captain.
For your actions and for the disrespect of my curiosity, you will be condemned for all time to sail these waters. You will command a ghostly crew of corpses, bringing death to all who witness your sails.
The devil was heard to laugh. How long? The legend does not say. The devil continued with one last nail to the curse.
You shall never make port, nor shall you ever find peace.
The storm started where it had left off, and the ship continued onward. The Dutchman saw the error of his ways, pleading to the devil for a rescue, but to no avail.
Gall shall be your drink, and red-hot iron your meat,
were the last words the devil said. From that fatal moment, the Flying Dutchman was doomed to pilot his cursed ship throughout the spectral waters, never resting and never finding a home or safe harbor. His crew, so it is assumed, left with the passengers when they could. On the sighting of the vessel, there has never been crew members or captives who begged to disembark. Sailors have spotted half-dead creatures manning the ship's stations, their skeletal faces grinning into the darkness. It is also claimed that sighting the ship has caused other ships' food supplies to go bad, covering with mold and drying out almost instantly. Water supplies have either dried out, salted over, or have turned sour. On some occasions, the Dutchman has come alongside other ships to perform a simple act, to deliver mail. If an unlucky sailor or ship receives delivery from the ghost ship, it brings with it nothing but disaster. If a sailor opens his letter, he dies or is found dead before the dawn. If another captain refuses to dock with the Dutchman, that ship founders. Eyewitnesses have claimed to have spotted the Dutchman at the wheel of his vessel, crying into the heavens, his bare head covered with both regret and the long labor of repentance, hoping and hoping for someone of divinity to not only take note, but to grant him peace. It seems that although God may forgive, the devil never forgets. Thus is the legend and fate of the Flying Dutchman. Although this story has been told and revamped throughout the centuries, written as a ghost story, and even sung as an opera, many notable and believable sightings of the aging ship have been recorded. Every time modern society thinks they have advanced beyond the need of ocean-based superstitions, the Dutchman makes his presence known. During the Second World War, a crew of German U-boat officers was captured in the mid-Atlantic by an American Liberty ship heading for Great Britain. The vessel had inadvertently hit an Allied mine and their submarine perished. Only 7 of the crew survived, finding their way into a small lifeboat. All claim to have spent some time on board an old sailing ship. The captain of the U-boat was babbling, stating to his confused American rescuers that
"The dead live. The dead live."
The crew disappeared into the bureaucratic paperwork of a world war. Presumably, they were all taken to a local British mental ward and treated. Further back, in 1836, a British war vessel almost collided with the Dutchman, but at the last minute, the ship vanished into a fog. After the encounter, the first officer of the vessel committed suicide. There was left no letter of explanation or farewell to family. Officers on board were shocked because they all knew the religious beliefs of their fallen comrade and understood him to be the kind of man who would never commit God's one unforgivable sin. What could drive a person to take their own life? On July 11th, 1881, the HMS Bouchant was rounding the tip of Africa, and a midshipman on watch spotted the spectral vessel heading his way. The sailor signaled to the approaching ship. Without warning, as if trying to avoid the Bouchant, the ancient wreck vanished. The midshipman wrote these words into his log.
I insist it be duly recorded in this ship's log. Write that we saw it with our own eyes. The appearance of the ghost ship, Flying Dutchman.
This midshipman was not only a man of good character, but was also a royal prince who would later become King George V. Although no harm came to the future King of Britain, the lookout who informed the prince about the advancing ghost ship accidentally fell from his post and died. The last recorded sighting of the famous ghost ship took place in May of 1942, off the coast of Cape Town. Four witnesses, including a government-employed lawyer, saw the Dutchman sail into the middle of Table Bay, drop her anchor, and vanish. Most scholars of folklore have stated that the tale of the Flying Dutchman was actually based on a true event of a famous shipwreck, and that the reality of the legend should be taken with a huge grain of salt. They go on to state that in some versions, even the captain's name is wrong. Vanderdecken, Van Damen, Van Straten, Vanderdecken, and some van such other thing. There is even a story about a Dutch captain who was sailing around the Cape of Good Hope in 1641, who was working out a private business agreement with the East India Company. He had planned to retire, take his family to India, and live a life of luxury. This, of course, never happened. His wife left him for another man, and the captain was heartbroken. In his misery, he failed to keep track of the ship's course and ran into a dark storm. The ship sank with the commander still at the wheel. Those who survived were heard saying,
"The captain was a brave soul, he was. He stayed at his post as if defying the will of God. He said to the winds that he would make it around the horn to settle his life, even if he had to sail his ship until doomsday."
Has the Dutchman finally found peace? Since the sighting in 1942, there have been no other. In that episode is recorded the only time the vessel had been spotted near a harbor or lower her anchor. Could the unfortunate navigator have finally gained the forgiveness he had searched for? Legends and ghost stories serve a purpose. Some teach, some entertain, others, like the Dutchman, warn. Whatever you do in life, don't mock the devil. Well, that's the end of our first story. I sincerely hope that you found it both entertaining and educational. One thing that I've noticed about the paranormal, it is a serious nature, one worthy of respect. If you are interested in reading the magazine version, Stranger Than Fiction is also a monthly article published in Suspense Magazine. Their website is www.suspensemagazine.com. Also, you can look at my website, which is www.donaldallenkirch.com. That's one word, Donald Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Kirch, K-I-R-C-H, donaldallenkirch.com. I look forward to spending more time with you, telling you more tales of the strange and bizarre. So until next time, this is Stranger Than Fiction, signing off.
So we want to thank you all for listening to the inaugural episode of Stranger Than Fiction, hosted by Donald Allen Kirch. It is he's the author of books The Manchester House and Reich. You can go to DonaldAllenKirch.com for more information. Stranger Than Fiction will return in 2 weeks on Friday night. So until then, 9 p.m., 2 weeks from Friday. Goodbye, everybody.